Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Glad to see everybody here. I'm not sure if my mic is off or on. It's on. Is it on now?
It was.
Okay, there it goes. All right. Well, welcome to everybody. We're happy that you're here. We will have the candlelight service, but until then, put your candles off to the side so that they don't get wax all over. Just a common thing. Also, when we come to communion, I'll try to announce it again, we have both grape juice and wine available. So just let us know which one you want, and there will be two people up here with that. I believe that's all, other than to say that I pray that this will be a very meaningful worship for everybody here, and that you will have a super exciting Christmas. Let's begin by singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. And you'll notice through the service that we're only singing one or two verses. And that's so that we can sing lots of them. Once again, to celebrating the joy of your birth, Lord Jesus, we look inward to discover and confess our sin. Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus.
Forgive our lack of faith and trust in your will.
Your son was born in the poverty of a stable.
Forgive our neglect of the
poor. Shepherds left their flocks and went to Bethlehem.
Forgive our selfishness and lack of concern for others.
The Magi followed the star to find the Savior of the nations.
Forgive our reluctance to see you with all our hearts.
The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." With great joy, I announce to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God is with us on our journey of Christmas. Live now in his presence. Amen. Amen. Presence and in the last day awake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and rules with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Today's first reading comes from the ninth chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the second verse. This poem promises deliverance from Assyrian oppression, a hope based on birth of the royal child with the name of full of promise, while Judah's king will practice justice and righteousness. The real basis for lies in God's passion for the people. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The reading continues. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on it has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here ends the reading.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Sing into what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they saw the bright new shining star and heard a choir sing. Her music to come from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found a place to birth the child. Not a single room was inside. Giant of the little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger home a little boy child was born. I'll hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
From Luke 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. He said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Tonight we remember the four Advent candles.
We remember the gift of love for a lonely world. We have remembered the gift of hope for a discouraged world. We remember the gift of peace for a divided world. We remember the gift of joy for a sad world. Today we light the Christ candle as we celebrate the gift of Christ's birth for the whole world.
Meant that everybody had to go to their hometown. So Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And he went with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Jesus, I ask you to save.
Not far from Bethlehem, there were shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And suddenly an angel appeared before them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For to you today in Bethlehem is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth with all those with whom He is pleased." And when the angels left and went up into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that they have told us about." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And they made known all that had been told them about this baby. And those who heard it were amazed. And the shepherds went away, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as the angels had told them. That's our good news tonight. You may be seated. Angels. There have been programs on television which give us the impression that angels are those who have gone before us and come back to make things right. But that's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that angels are a special creation of God, that mankind is made just a little lower than the angels. When I was growing up, the church that I went to was called St. Luke's. And in our church at that time, there were two sets of twins, the same age, my twin brothers, and another set of twins, Dallas and Dennis and Dallas, Moose, M-U-H-S. There came a time in the middle of winter when Dallas and Dennis got really sick. In fact, they had pneumonia. We lived north of town, of Stanton, and they lived south, way out in the hills, sand hills. And their road was almost impassable if it snowed. Well, there was a blizzard. And the two of them were deathly sick. They were coughing and wheezing. They had a high fever. And their father, Ed, went out to plow the road to get them to the doctor. But if you've ever been in a blizzard, you know that the more you shovel, the more it comes right back on you, and making no progress whatsoever. Meanwhile, their mother was beside herself. What do you do when you've got a child who is deathly ill and you don't know how you're going to make it through the night because you don't have any medicine at all and there's no way of getting them to the doctor? So through the night, she is praying and hoping, and pretty soon her husband, Ed, comes in covered with snow and has had to give up because the tractor is stuck on the road and there's no way of opening it. Her wits end when she looks up. She's heard the boys coughing and wheezing all night long. She looks up and there's a light coming out of their room. It's an unusual light. She's never seen anything like this. And she can't figure out. One of the boys somehow got well enough to get up and play with matches or something. And she's about ready to go to the door when the light goes out. And she listens. And the boys are not coughing and wheezing. So she goes in and she flips on the light. And the boys are sitting up. And they said, "Mom, did you see the angel?" She said,
No, I didn't see an angel. They said she was sitting right there at the foot of our bed. She went and felt their foreheads. The fever was gone. They weren't hacking and coughing. The pneumonia. There are stories like that all over of angels. But angels figure prominently in throughout the scriptures, beginning in the Garden of Eden, where they are the guardians of the garden. But through all of the scriptures, we read how the angels appear at amazing times, times when there are changes taking place in the lives of humankind. Abraham and Sarah, who have been barren and are up there in their age, older than most of us here, are told by an angel that they're going to have a baby. And Sarah laughs. But she does. An angel also warns Abraham not to carry out the sacrifice that all of his neighbors are carrying out to the moon god, sacrificing their firstborn child. An angel is there to wrestle with Jacob. Jacob's life was out of joint. He was kind of, in fact, his name means thief. And he stole his brother's birthright, and he was not very honest with his uncle Laban. And he wrestles with this angel, and not only is his life put out of kilter, out of joint, his hip is put out of joint too. An angel appears in a burning bush and speaks to Moses at a crucial time when the children of Israel are slaves in Egypt. And he tells Moses to go get them. An angel leads the children of Israel out of slavery and into the wilderness, and there leads them by a pillar of cloud by night, pillar of fire by night, and a pillar of cloud by day. And an angel provides for their manna and their water as they travel in the wilderness. It's as if a part of God is always there with them. An angel announces the birth of Samuel, the first and the greatest of the judges of Israel. An angel follows them wherever they go and always appears at those important points. An angel tells Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth, who has been barren, is going to have a baby. An angel announces to Mary that she is going to have a baby, and the impossible, even if she is a virgin, is going to happen. An angel tells Joseph not to divorce her, but to take care of her. An angel warns the wise men not to return to Herod, but go back another way. An angel warns Joseph to take the Holy Family into Egypt for safety. An angel is there when Jesus goes through all of the temptations in the wilderness to give him comfort and strength. An angel is there to give him comfort in the Garden of Gethsemane as he awaits his trial and crucifixion. But it's an angel who is at the tomb to remind people, well, not only to roll back the stone, but to remind people that he's not here. He's risen. What more could you ask? Yes, God sends those special messengers. That's what where the word angel literally means. Messenger of the Lord. Sends those messengers into our lives. And sometimes some of us get to act like messengers too, like angels. That's where that idea comes from. But the angels come in special ways. When I was in Springfield, Missouri, one of the people in our congregation told me about something that happened in her life. Her husband was serving in the military in Okinawa, and she was returning. She had an infant. And that trip from Okinawa back to the Midwest is a long, long journey. And on the plane, she realized she was running out of formula. The baby had some kind of an illness where ordinary formulas don't work. It had to be a very special kind. And she was almost out. But she thought when she got to the airport in Hawaii, she could get some. Unfortunately, at the airport, they wouldn't let her leave to buy anything. She was stuck. Not only was she out of the formula that this baby needed, and he was already crying because he was hungry, but she was out of diapers. And he was a tiny little infant who had had to have these tiny little diapers. She was at her wit's end. What do you do when you have nothing more? She went into the restroom and was weeping and listening to her baby cry and feeling so hopeless and so helpless, praying that somehow she could find something that might work for diapers, something that this baby could eat. When a woman came in and said, she noticed that she had this infant. I have some of this formula. And she was about to tell her that it couldn't be just any formula. It had to be a certain kind because the baby was allergic to the others. And it was the very one that she needed. And she said, well, thank you very much. And she began to feed it. Well, she said, I've also got a bunch of these preemie diapers. Could you use those? Well, of course she could. She was able to get on the when she got the baby changed. She went out into the waiting area to find this woman to thank her. There was no such woman. She asked around. Nobody had ever seen her. She described her. She wasn't there. Our friend said it had to be an angel. Because when she got to San Francisco, she used up the last of her formula and the last of the diapers. A miracle. But that's what God calls us today to remember. That He has sent messengers into our world. Messengers who want us to take His word and put it within us. Because He wants to live in our hearts and perform miracles we can't even dream of. We are called upon to share those miracles with others. We're called upon to be messengers of love, hope, peace, and joy. So this Christmas, may we celebrate, knowing that the stories of angels are not just made up. And I would guess that after tonight, I'll probably hear a couple more. Because I am certain that they've been happening all around us, and we just don't share them the way we ought to. So let us be messengers of good news and angels to one another. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds celebrating the joy of Christmas. Amen.
Mercy.
to Holy God, Mighty Lord, is be born in us this night. As heaven and earth rejoices, let us pray for the needs of the church and of all the world.
Your great compassion, O God, has increased our joy. Give us gratitude each day for your light and the bread of life. Holy God, Mighty Lord,
be born in me this night.
Because of your generosity, the trees clap their hands, the deep waters teem with varied creatures, and the stars burn with distant fire. Make us grateful for all that you call us to nurture and protect. Holy God, Mighty Lord,
be born in us this night.
Because you know our need for order, you give us nations, cities, and neighborhoods. Help us to welcome the expertise of leaders to uphold their good direction and to oppose what harms the vulnerable. Holy God, Mighty Lord,
be born in me this night.
Because you are a God of healing and renewal, you make whole what is broken. We beg your mercy on all who find this time of year a burden. Strengthen the grieving and comfort those who struggle with addictions. We pray especially for those we name aloud or silently at this time. Holy God, Mighty Lord,
be born in us this night.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, you have given us to each other to encourage and challenge. Give us hearts that remember your Christmas gifts beyond this night. Holy God, Mighty Lord,
be born in me this night.
We give thanks for those before us who witnessed to your presence, taught us to pray, and strengthened us in truth, and all with whom we share the feast of eternal life. Holy God, Mighty Lord,
be born in me this night. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, and good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. With the trees of the field, with all the earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Journey of the Magi. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We come with gifts from our hearts. We return to you what you have first given us. With joy we lay before you our gifts, O Lord.
Amen. You may be seated.
Holy to Bethlehem, expecting child, they searched the inn to find a place, for he was coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah! The baby wrapped in light, a host of angels led them all to him. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel, our Savior, hallelujah. Man and one day die for you and me. Our sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. So every breath he drew was yes and hallelujah. And said, this is my body given for you. Then he took the cup and raised it high and said, my blood is shed for you. Forgiven, remember me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Christ is present. All are welcome to share his feast of victory with us. You may be seated and come forward as you're prepared.
God of light,
with our eyes we have seen your salvation, and in this supper we have feasted on your grace. Send us forth into the world to be your real people. Be your glory made known to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
blood of Christ shed for you.
Anyone else?
We now come to the portion of the service that all of us were waiting for. Sort of. If you don't have a candle and would like one, raise your hand and we have some people who will deliver. God, everybody's got one. Great. But me. I could use one. Thank you. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Tonight we share the light as a symbol of spreading his light to all the world.
His light is reflected by our hearts and lives so that we become lights for others who have not found it.
And we will begin in total darkness. At least that's our plan. The total darkness reminds us of the darkness of the world when Christ came into our world. A world full of sin, a world lost and alone. A world seeking to find its own way. And now, as we experience that darkness, let us pray. Our gracious God, in the darkness of a building, we don't feel all alone. But in the darkness of the wilderness, people did feel alone. And now we look for the light, and we give thanks that your light has come into the world. I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward and light the candles of all of those on the aisles and then let you spread the light. Please remember that once you have your candle lit, do not tip it. Hold your light high.
for all to see. But the light of Christ has come into the world, and the light of Christ spreads as you have spread the light. Let's sing.
See you.
Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas.
God bless us, everyone.